Exodus chapter 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Sanctify to me all the firstborn, whatsoever opens the womb among the children of Israel, of man and of beast, it is mine. And Moses said to the people, Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of the hand of Yahweh brought you forth from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came you out in the month of Abib. And it shall be when Yahweh shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to Yahweh. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with you, neither shall there be leaven seen with you in all your quarters. And you shall show your son in that day, saying, This is done because of that which Yahweh did to me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign to you upon your hand, and for a memorial between your eyes, that Yahweh's law may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand has Yahweh brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. And it shall be, when Yahweh shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and to your fathers, and shall give it to you, that you shall set apart to Yahweh all that first opens the womb, and every firstling that comes of a beast which you have, the males shall be Yahweh's. And every firstling of an ass that you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck, and all the firstborn of man among your children shall you redeem. And it shall be, when your son asks you in time to come, saying, What is this? That you shall say to him, By strength of hand Yahweh brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that Yahweh slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to Yahweh all males that first open the womb, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon your hand, and for frontlets between your eyes, for by strength of hand Yahweh brought us forth out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Yahweh led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For Yahweh said, Lest perhaps the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But Yahweh led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up equipped for battle out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, Yahweh will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And Yahweh went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people. End of chapter.